start using cutting-edge Warp Speed 5G technology with your cell phone. Let me tell you about my friends at mobilemobile.io. They have an ultra-fast 4G LTE and 5G network that covers 99% of Americans. So they've got you covered everywhere. Think about it for a moment. You have the opportunity to take a test drive for 10 days with unlimited talk, text, and premium data. What is premium data? Premium data is an allotment of a cellular data that you receive from a higher priority on the network. You won't get throttled like you will with some of those, well,
non-brand
service providers. To find out more information, all you have to do is go to mobilemobile.io. That's mobilemobile.io to start your 10-day free trial.
SafetyFM.com with Jay Allen. Changing safety cultures, one broadcast and one podcast at a time.
Welcome to Safety FM, where we talk about safety that's truly inspired by you. Hello and welcome to the Safety FM. This episode of the broadcast and the podcast has been brought to you by Safety Focus Moment. They are consultants that want to help you get to the safety culture that you've been looking for. For more information, go to safetyfocusmoment.com. Well, welcome back to Safety FM. I appreciate you guys coming in and week out and taking a listen to the different episodes that we actually have available here on Safety FM and safetyfm.com and safetyfm.live. If you're new to our show, this is something that we normally do twice a week, one in a long episode and one in a small episode, and we normally have a discussion about safety. The discussions are based around personal safety and based on organizational safety. But as we have the conversation today, it's going to be a little bit different. And the reason that I say this is, number one, it's Monday, and we normally release our episodes on Tuesdays and Fridays. Long version on Tuesday, short episode on Friday. But with today being Monday, today is National Suicide Prevention Day, and I wanted to make sure that we were able to get together and have a conversation about that. I'll give you a little bit more right after this.
Safety FM.
The original plan for this episode today was that we were going to have someone coming in from the outside to have a discussion about depression, suicide prevention, and of course their organization. Unfortunately, we were unable to get the time squared off for us to be able to have that interaction here on Safety FM, so hopefully at a future date we'll be able to pull it off. With it being World Prevention Suicide Week this week, they were not able to fit us into the schedule. This is a particular organization that I wanted to talk to, so I really didn't want to bring somebody else on. So what exactly is World Suicide Prevention Day and World Suicide Prevention Week? It really revolves around having that open discussion about depression and suicide, and it's not that this should be narrowed down to a week only, but it's something that it's on the forefront. And it's something that is discussed during this week. Now, this year of 2018, it will be the week of the 9th through the 15th of September. The American Foundation for Suicide Prevention is really a strong force behind National Suicide Prevention Week. And there's a lot of stuff that they've done online. You can go to afsp.org, and there's some information on there. If you are going through these hard times, if you're going through these times where you might be having problems and not sure what to do, there's people that are out there that can assist you with some of the programs that are available. There's hotline numbers that are available. National Suicide Prevention Lifeline is something that's available also. This is through a different organization. And if you call 1-800-273-8255, let me say that one more time, that's 1-800-273-8255. They can assist you if you're running into problems. If you're having these thoughts where you are thinking maybe potentially you want to hurt yourself, or you need professional help, or you need to know how to assist somebody else in exactly what to do. And I know this is normally not a topic that's discussed within, I guess we can say within the safety industry or within most jobs or within, you know, a career path. And it's really kind of one of those things that we've pushed off and we don't want to have the discussion. But there's a lot of people that go through this. I'm saying, you know, hey, I'm sure that at some point in your life, you probably maybe have thought of, hey, this is not working out. I don't know what to do. And maybe some of these dark thoughts have went in. And there's really not a particular cause that has this to occur. There's not a particular reason that you can turn around and say, hey, this is really what's the driving force behind it. So if you go to the website that's called suicidepreventionlifeline.org, that's suicidepreventionlifeline.org. And anyone could be struggling with suicide. And if you're looking for specific information, they have information that's related to youth, disaster survivors, Native Americans, veterans, loss survivors, LGBTQ, attempt survivors, deaf and hard of hearing, ayuda en español. So these are different options that are available there. Now, what I'm going to do here for the next sequence is I want you to hear some of these public service announcements that are available, that they have different stories on there. And I know that this is a different approach than what we normally do, but I really felt that this is an important subject that's not discussed. And I know that we can sit here and just have a brief discussion, but this kind of really goes a lot deeper than whatever I'll be able to say sitting on a podcast or sitting on a broadcast having this discussion. There are groups that are available that are there to help you. And I truly believe that this is something that a lot of us go through. And I'll tell you, hey, if I've had, you know, thoughts of, I mean, that have not been the greatest thoughts. And, you know, I've had issues where I've sat around and I said, hey, this is probably not the mental model that I should go through. And I've talked to people about it. And it's just one of those things that you have maybe sometimes those thoughts, but it doesn't necessarily mean that you cannot find help for this particular regards. Keep in mind that this is something very important and something that needs to be discussed. And if you're not sure what to do, like I said, there's several different websites that are out there that can help you. Once again, the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline. You can reach them at 1-800-273-8255. Or you can chat with Lifeline directly off of their website at suicidepreventionlifeline.org. Now, here's some public service announcements, as I said before, here on Safety FM.
I was feeling so alone.
I was going through a really difficult time.
I was embarrassed and a little scared.
I didn't want to bother anyone.
I didn't think they'd understand.
I thought it would just make things worse.
It was tough at first, but I did it.
It ended up taking a huge weight off my shoulders.
I feel a lot better.
I'm glad I asked for help.
I asked for help.
I asked for help.
I asked my aunt.
I asked my dad.
I asked my teacher.
I asked my mom.
I asked the Trevor Project.
Now, I feel like I can get through this.
I know that I am brave.
You can do this.
You can do this.
Ask for help.
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 Whatever it is, ask for help.
If you're thinking about suicide or need support, call the Trevor Lifeline at 1-866-488-7386. Trained counselors are there to help 24/7. Ask for help.
Greg Washington, pastor, Emmanuel Church, Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
It was a Sunday morning, getting ready for church. It had been a long weekend, very stressful, and I never forget, my wife simply asked the question, "What's wrong?" And something snapped. It scared both of us. It was at that time that I realized, all right, something is completely off. Spent a week in inpatient therapy, getting intensive treatment, intensive counseling. It was the craziest, best week of my life. We hate that we have to go through it, but that moment of clarity that came with it was life-changing. How do you use that in a positive way? I think the positive way is sharing the story. This is my story, and how can you use your story to help somebody else?
Mental conditions are not only common, they are treatable. For more, visit mhawisconsin.org.
In the fabric of America, they are the toughest threads, our bravest, and most selfless. They raised their hands, stepped forward, and served. for each other, for you, and me. One of the first things they learned was the code that every service member lives by. Leave no one behind. Now all of us need to live by it too, because some veterans are being left behind. 20 of them take their own lives every day. Why? It's not simple. It never is. What matters is that we're there for them, just like they were there for us. A handshake, a phone call, a simple gesture make a big difference to a veteran in crisis. Learn how to be there for a veteran at betheforeveterans.com. Honor the code. Be there. Leave no one behind.
Safety FM.
So as you heard right there, these are people from all different kinds of walks of life. And I really believe that this is why we need to have the discussion. It just doesn't apply to one particular group. It applies to all of us. And I'm sure that you might have somebody in your life that might suffer from depression or might have actually attempted suicide. And you might be that actual person. Just know that we need you, and tomorrow needs you, and you are loved, and there's hope out there. You are important to us, and you need to know that. And there's people that are available that you can talk to. We're going to put some links on our website at safetyfm.com. But I also want to reference that the most important person is you. And I can't tell you enough on how much you mean to, you know, to us here, and really don't want to kind of overblow it or just say anything that's improper or anything along those lines. But I really want there to be a focus that you understand how important you are. Tomorrow Needs You is something that the people from To Write Love on Her Arms are actually promoting during Suicide Prevention Week. I really think that's an important message, and really know that there's a lot of people that are available to you. I did make a couple of references before in regards of some of the different prevention lines. I want to say them one more time. So if you call 1-800-273-8255, that's the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline. You can also go to their website at suicidepreventionlifeline.org. And there is a chat with the Lifeline directly on their website. Hopefully this can bring some help, or at least bring you some general information on what to do, how you can join a network, how you can actually, you know, go to a local center if needed, if you need help, or just kind of be able to be there to promote and give information to others. I truly appreciate you listening to Safety FM here today. There's not really much more that I want to say besides that tomorrow needs you and we love you. For now, I've been your safety manager and host, Jay Allen. And until next time, be safe.
The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are those of the host and its guest and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of the company. Examples of analysis discussed within this podcast are only examples. They should not be utilized in the real world as the only solution available, as they are based only on very limited and dated open source information. Assumptions made within this analysis are not reflective of the position of the company. No part of this podcast may be reproduced, stored in a retrieval system, or transmitted in any form or by any means, mechanical, electronic, recording, or otherwise, without prior written permission of the creator of the podcast, Jay Allen.
Join the fun on social media and find us on Facebook at Safety FM.
So do you feel like you're missing out on what everyone is starting to do now, that live streaming thing, and you don't know where to start or what to do? I have the resource and the information to provide to you in regards on how you can stream onto 40 social media platforms all at one time. Yes, that's 440 social media platforms all at one time. All you'll need to do is go to safetyfm.com /1. That's safetyfm.com/1. That's O-N-E. So just in case, and you'll be able to start live streaming just like you're hearing people starting to do right now, up to 40 social media platforms.